You know, I ran across a story the other day. There's just one of those great stories. You start out with a food truck. Everybody starts out with a food truck. You dream of turning this into McDonald's or something. Well, it's on the way to happening. Hat Creek Burger Company started in a food truck in Austin, and now there are 25 locations, something like that, but they seem to be growing. This was all the idea of Drew Gressett, who's the president of Hat Creek, and joins us right now from Austin, Texas. Good to have you with us.
Hello, David. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
So did you really start out sweating in a food truck flipping burgers with this thing?
I mean, dude, that's the real story. It was quite the journey. And yes, we did in 2008. And I was in the kitchen every day grilling cheeseburgers and taking orders and, you know, running around with my hair on fire, screaming at people. And anyways, that's how
2008. I mean, your timing is just, if you don't mind me saying so, just terrible. 2008, 2009, we thought was going to be the economic end of the world, and with hindsight, it was close. It was very close.
I know. It's funny. People always laugh about the fact that it did start in 2008, and you know, I don't, you know, I guess I was 27 or whatever I was, but. You know, I had no clue about what was going on. And of course, I didn't know when I set out to start it that was going to happen. But even at the time, I mean, it was just, you know, I was oblivious, you know, to the whole situation going on in the, you know, marketplace. So, but you're right. Funny time to start, but that's when we got going.
Well, then you expanded, and as I said, it looks like you opened your first bricks and mortar in 2011. So at least you had a little good time, but then all of a sudden COVID came along.
That's right. We were cooking along and, you know, trying to figure things out. We had just opened a lot of units. We had 4 units in 2016, and between 2016 and 2020, we grew to 26 units. And we had several, I think 2 or 3, that were in the middle of construction when COVID came along. And, you know, we were strapped for cash and trying to, you know, figure this out and getting those 2 or 3 projects across the finish line. And then COVID hits and we're having to just totally, you know, reinvent like everybody was and figure it out. And we didn't know whether to, you know, stop the project or, you know, keep going. We kept going, thankfully, but in those drive-thrus, you know, really saved us. And but yeah, it was, you know, trying to figure out how to operate a
restaurant. You know, that was a key to a lot was having a drive through. And of course now everybody's got a drive through or a corner location or standalone or something like that.
We were lucky. We had drive throughs.
Did you have good lenders who stood by you, or do you have deep pockets or dumb luck? I mean, you're prospering.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not always what it seems, but luckily we had, good lenders. I had some great investors. And then, you know, we just kind of were able to kind of stomach through that year and really 21 as well. And we got lucky and had, like I said, had the drive-thrus. Those drive-thrus saved our business. I mean, you know, there wouldn't be a Hat Creek if we didn't. And of course that wasn't, you know, the idea wasn't to build drive-thrus in case there's a pandemic someday. It was, you know, to have a drive-thru burger place, but it ended up being what helped us hold on during COVID. And so thankfully we're still, you know, we're still moving and grooving.
Well, are you? It's interesting because I look at the number of units that you have. Now, I show you've got 26 right now, which is pretty much where you've been. Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, Houston, San Antonio. What are the plans? Are you still growing it?
We are. We've got a unit that we're working on right now and going to open hopefully in the spring of next year in Leander here in the Austin area. And then, you know, we, like I said, our last new unit was in 2020. So we're going to get one open, make sure we've got sort of our costs and, you know, prototype and everything kind of dialed in. And then the plan from there is to try to open several more, but want to get this first one open to kind of get the development and growth process kind of kick-started. But that's the plan. And, you know, thankfully we've had a good year this year and hoping for good things here in the next few years.
Drew, there are just about a million burger joints out there. I mean, one-offs to, you know, to Burger King or McDonald's or something or other. How do you What's your point of difference?
Well, I mean, we're lucky that we've got great locations in, you know, great family-oriented communities that, you know, go to the high school football games, larger sort of state of Texas, you know, 4, 5, and 6A schools. And so community pride's a big deal for the communities that we're in. And so with our burger patios and playgrounds and, you know, good food and draft beer, I mean, it sort of works. And so that's kind of our model. We try to integrate with all the schools and give back and, you know, really do our best to be a part of communities. And so I think that that's been our model, continues to be our model, is how can we serve these communities and sort of integrate and be a part of what they're doing.
So social media, is that what you use primarily to get the word out?
Yeah, we do a lot of fun social media things. You know, we do some traditional digital marketing. We do, you know, different in, you know, activations with elementary schools or high school bands or football teams, feed the teams. So just, you know, trying to stay top of mind, but certainly our social media strategy and trying to have some fun on social media. You know, our brand is we try to have fun and provide, you know, memories and fellowship and, you know, great conversation on our patios. And so we try to just do that with the schools that we do some marketing things with. So that's kind of been, it's definitely been our marketing strategy.
You were coming out of the food truck at about the time that the technology really seemed to be taking off in your industry, whether it was point of sale or whatever. Do you use it? Is that a big benefit?
Yeah, we do it. We've got a really nice digital business with you know, Uber Eats and DoorDash, and people coming in through our website. And then, of course, part of that is, you know, group meals and catering. I mean, you know, catering is not a huge piece of our business, but when you put it all together as kind of like off premise, you know, it's a pretty nice piece when you put it all together. And so, yeah, sure, the technology, we've got an app and the ability to order through the website. That's been a big, you know, that's been super helpful for us, especially as, you know, we still are thankful to get a good dine-in business. We've got drive-thrus do well there, but, you know, people are eating, you know, outside of the restaurant more and more. And so we do have the technology to support and execute those orders. And that's been, you know, that's been important for us. And we continue to invest and try to make that better and better.
Yeah, it seems like they keep throwing curves at you. And most recently, I've watched the price of beef just absolutely soar. And then sort of independent or adjunct to that, diesel prices are the highest they've ever been. So I would assume that all the suppliers want to jack up, you know, what they charge you because of transportation costs. So your cost containment must be a challenge.
I mean, it is tough to box in, and it's like every year, you know, brings a new challenge, whether it's, to your point, gas prices and the freight on getting the food. And man, there's a lot of volatility out there, you know, probably not too unusual from the way it's always been, but it certainly seems like, you know, there's some landmines that everybody's trying to avoid. And, you know, I guess it makes it interesting.
Well, I'm looking at your latest promotion, and you got me on this one. You have Cuban sandwiches. Not many people have Cuban sandwiches. Cuban sandwiches are wonderful. Has it been a good item for you?
It's been awesome. You know, we bought these grill presses for all of our units. We took a trip down to Miami with a bunch of foodies, which I'm not, and it was good to kind of get their feedback. We had done some legwork on the front end to kind of, you know, it's not like, you know, the variations of Cuban, it's, you know, it kind of is what it is to some degree. But we ended up using our hamburger bun as the bun, and when you press it down, it really, ironically, it gets kind of thin like a Cuban, you know, Cuban bread that they use in Miami. And so anyways, it's been a lot of fun. We've done some great social media stuff. We've been selling a lot of Cubans, and it is, you know, in Texas, you don't stumble across Cubans. It's not a, you know, common food item, but it's a great sandwich. You know, it's a little bit like a grilled cheese with some protein on it. And, you know, it seems like people are really enjoying them.
Yeah, it's the only Cuban sandwiches are the only redeeming factor of the Miami airport.
Fair enough. But I've been delayed and laid over there for sure.
But it's now a great excuse to come visit you at Hat Creek. It's a great story. I hope we hope continued prosperity for you, Drew Gressitz, well, president of Hat Creek Burger Company. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being on.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.